This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
This is the Fox News Rundown Extra. I'm Dave Anthony. Today, a couple from Texas who are big on TikTok. We take you to the Bar 7 Ranch in Gatesville, home to Cody and Erica Archie, who, in addition to their full-time jobs they have, his running a dry cleaning business and hers working for the agriculture department, operate a ranch, and they influence people on TikTok with more than 1 million followers on a social media app that could someday be banned in the U.S., something we talked to the Archies about as the Senate considers a bill that passed the House with overwhelming support from Republicans and Democrats. It would force TikTok to cut ties with Chinese parent company ByteDance or else be banned. The concern is Chinese surveillance of TikTok users and data and alleged Chinese manipulation of content here in the U.S. TikTok denies China has any access and says it's not even a Chinese-owned business. Now, the conversation we had with the Archies about all that the other day was too long to fit into our regular rundown podcast on Wednesday. But today, we have no time restraints, so you get to hear all of it in this weekend extra, which, of course, is a good reason to subscribe if you haven't already. We have something new to listen to every day during the week and on the weekend. Thank you, as always, for being here. And now, Cody and Erica Archie on the Fox News Rundown Extra. Joining us on the Fox News Rundown, Cody and Erica Archie. They are from Texas. They run what's known as the Bar 7 Ranch in Gatesville, Texas, one of many things that they do. They are also influencers on TikTok, which certainly is getting a lot of attention these days with the bill the House has already passed and that the Senate is considering that could ultimately ban the social media app if TikTok doesn't separate itself from Chinese ownership. First of all, Cody and Erica, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
How does this start? How do you, ranchers in Texas, become influencers on TikTok?
You know, we never set out to do this. This was never in the plan in our heads. We had been on other platforms before, just trying to tell our story of agriculture so that we could always have that story out there and make sure people knew where their food and their fiber came from, and be transparent and genuine. And then one day we were on the way to feed some cows and we made a funny video and posted it on TikTok. And finally we bursted out of that little bubble of family and friends that we had been in for so long and kind of went viral on TikTok and finally got to share our story with millions of people across the world.
What's that moment like, Cody, when suddenly you realize, holy moly, a lot of people are watching this?
Well, that first video had like 15,000 views, and I thought, well, now that I'm the king of TikTok and I've gone viral, which isn't even viral, you know, having 15,000 views. But, you know, it's kind of humbling because you don't really think that people have an interest in your day-to-day life, but we've grown a huge community across this platform and many other platforms. And just, it's almost like we have family scattered all over the world now.
So what is it that you have grown into becoming with TikTok and these other platforms? How do you influence? What do you put out there?
We try every day to just put out educational content, just content that shows people how we live our lives, not just as ranchers, but as entrepreneurs, as just a family, and put out just genuine content of what we're doing every day out here.
Yeah, so we'll usually try to mix in one or two educational deals about, like, you know, the kind of feed we're feeding or why we're doing something with the livestock that we have, why our son homeschools, and just kind of debunking some of those myths. And then We also mix in just some humor, just Eric and I's banter back and forth as a couple of 18 years of marriage. And, you know, we just mix all that stuff in and have a good time with it. And people seem to enjoy it. They seem to be able to relate to it because it's real world experiences that we go through. We don't do the trends. We don't do the dances and all that kind of stuff. We just show our day-to-day lives and people resonate with that.
How did you become part of a TikTok commercial? I mean, did they liked your videos? They called you?
Yep.
Yeah, they reached out to us and said, hey, we're doing a campaign called TikTok Sparks Good, and we see that y'all developed a following, a community here on our app, our platform, and just we'd like for you to talk about that and share your experiences with TikTok. So we've had a great experience with TikTok, sharing and growing our community, but also we get to share our faith with the world every Sunday. We do a capsule sermon during Easter. We'll do the week of Easter. We'll talk about what Christ was going through then. We do an Advent reading for the first 24 days of the month in December for Christmas, and we just get to share the gospel there, and it's really just allowed us to reach a lot of folks.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Has anyone ever asked you to modify your content or asked you to post something in particular from TikTok? Has TikTok ever gotten involved in anything you've done?
TikTok has never asked us, say, hey, post this. Hey, will you do this? Hey, will you do that? We did the commercial, TikTok Sparks Good campaign. But other than that, no, we don't get paid by TikTok to produce content for TikTok. Now, we do earn an income based on the views that our normal videos get, but that's, I guess, comes from some advertisers or something that pay the platform. I don't really know where that money comes from, but.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, there's other businesses that make money on TikTok. Is that how all money's made on TikTok, or are there varieties of ways to make money using the platform?
There are varieties of ways. Mostly, to get paid from TikTok, you're going to get paid on views and comments and engagement and things like that. But then you could also get paid for brand deals that you make with certain brands reaching out to you and things like that.
To create content for them, but they pay you directly or pay you in product. You can earn. There are a lot of influencers and a lot of small businesses across the nation that earn money off of what's called TikTok Shop. It's where they can sell their goods and services directly to the consumer using their own advertising ads, you know, their own space on TikTok. So
for you guys, TikTok has been great, right? In every way?
Yep.
Yep. Other than the ill-informed that say we're supporters of the Chinese Communist Party and we should move to China and fly a Chinese flag. But for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, obviously,
it's been a great experience.
Obviously, there are probably some people listening that think you're brainwashed or something like that. But I want you to listen to the arguments for a ban, certainly for what Congress wants to have happen to TikTok. Now, obviously, the FBI director has said that there's a threat with TikTok with Chinese influence. Congressman Mike Gallagher, a Republican, is very much outspoken about China's influence in the U.S. He's worried about the manipulation of content. I wanted you to listen to the congressman.
TikTok isn't just an app for funny dance videos. It is increasingly a news source for Americans under the age of 30. And allowing a CCP-controlled entity like TikTok to become the dominant media player in America would be like if in 1962, at the height of the Cold War, right before the Cuban Missile Crisis, we'd allowed Pravda and the KGB to purchase the New York Times, the Washington Post, ABC, and NBC.
So when you hear something like that, Cody and Erica, what do you think?
I think that's a lot of propaganda in itself. I mean, I think if it was a proven source of the Chinese Communist Party spying on Americans and it was under the Chinese Communist Party's control, it would have been ended a long time ago. But the same guys that are up there spouting off that it's all about national security also allowed the weather balloons to fly all over the United States without anything. They allow our open borders on the southern border, people to just flood in by the thousands down there with no checks and balances there. And when you take a look at it, what really got me thinking about this is it's really all about money. He's right. There is a lot of people that use this as a source of news, and they don't have the control, meaning Congress and the powers that be up there, to manipulate what we're getting to see. I mean, when you go on there and post something, it goes up, and that's just the way it is. You know, it's not like it's Facebook or Instagram where it's shielding, you know, thoughts from other people and stuff they don't want you to see. You know, it's almost like Gallagher wants to control everything we see, just like the Chinese Communist Party controls everything their public sees.
You agree?
It's almost like, hey.
Oh, I totally agree with what Cody's saying. Yes.
You know, when you trace the money back, not the only two, but a couple of the first people that are up ready to buy TikTok if it divests is Zuckerberg and Jeff Bezos, who are both directly affected by the number of views that you know, Facebook is down because of TikTok. Amazon Marketplace is down because of TikTok Shop. Does that make you think that there's something going on if those two guys are wanting to buy it as soon as it's up for sale?
You know, former President Trump has said that if there was a ban on TikTok, it would actually benefit Facebook, which he calls the true enemy of the people. You think Facebook or Instagram, you think they're worse than TikTok?
I don't know about worse. So they all have problems. They all have faults. But it's the difference is this one isn't controlled by Silicon Valley and Washington. They don't have control over it, so it's public enemy number one. When there's far greater problems in the United States that we're facing right now that we need to be worrying about, besides, you know, what national secret are they going to steal from Bar 7 Ranch? And the other thing is it's a voluntary app. If you choose to get on it, if you're worried that they're going to steal all your national security stuff, number one, there shouldn't be any social media apps on any government phone, any business phone, in my opinion. I mean, if I provided phones for my employees, they would not be able to download any app because they're all spying on us. You know, if we talk about butter dishes today, it's going to pop up on your phone when you look at your phone later this afternoon. Whether you go to Google, Amazon, Facebook, whatever it is, you're going to see an ad for butter dishes, you know.
No, I understand. I mean, I've had conversations with people, and then later on their Facebook feed, that subject matter is advertised to them. So I do understand what you're talking about. When it comes to also beyond manipulation of content, the surveillance, supposedly China, TikTok denies this. China says that the argument is that China can get the data. They can get surveillance of the people who are using the product. Does that concern you too?
Well, it's our understanding that all of the American data has been moved to Texas under Project Texas. So I'm not so concerned about that. I think the other platforms do the exact same thing. They track our data. They know exactly where our spending habits are, what we're doing, where we're spending our time, what we like to view. I think it's...
And they've been doing that for years.
And they've been doing it for years, and there's never been an issue or a problem with it. So... I don't necessarily know that it's all, you know, that the Chinese Communist Party, there probably is some of it, but the phone I'm talking to you on right now is made in China, an Apple smartphone made in China. If they want to embed some kind of chip in there that we don't know nothing about or don't see and send stuff back, who knows if that ain't in there? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I understand. If the bill does pass the Senate, and TikTok's on the clock to have to get rid of its Chinese ownership, do you think that there will be a ban? What will you guys do? Just worry about your other accounts?
Yes, sir. I mean, we just, you know, like we said, we never saw ourselves being influencers. This just happened by chance and sure, by the grace of God, really. And we don't depend on any of the income that we earn off of TikTok to support our family. And the way we budget for our family, that's just extra. It goes over into a different account, and that's just there. You know, we might buy something that normally might have taken us, you know, a couple of years to save up for. We might be able to purchase it now, but it's not going to affect our livelihood. It's not going to affect our household any.
But in saying that, unfortunately, there are millions of people that it will deeply affect that have relied on that income and rely on TikTok's shop and things like that to generate their business. So
a lot of people look at TikTok and social media as all it is just, you know, young kids dancing and singing and doing stuff like that. But there are, you know, 5 million small businesses that are earning income there that is taxable income that goes to fund U.S. you know, it's U.S. tax money. It gets taxed just like your regular job. And there are a lot of people that said, hey, they have learned over the last couple of years, I can make more money selling T-shirts that I print in my backyard, in my garage on TikTok than I ever could working an 8-to-5 job. And in by banning this, or it's not really a ban, it's a divestment. I mean, which we know what it is, but
yeah, right. Right. Well, it could lead to a ban if TikTok doesn't comply, right? If it's passed and TikTok doesn't comply, right?
Right.
Now, you've probably heard the argument, well, just if TikTok's banned, just go somewhere else.
That, yeah, you can't. And we learned a couple of years ago that if you're going to play the influencer game, you need to be on all platforms, because everybody has their favorite form of consumption, their favorite platform to consume from. So the folks that like TikTok don't necessarily like to spend much time on Facebook or Instagram or X. But we post content, the same content across all those platforms to reach all the different viewers that we can find.
It must be fun, though, to put the videos out and have the community that you have and the reaction to different videos and getting to know people that would never have known you at Bar 7 in Gatesville, Texas.
Absolutely. That's what we love best is we wouldn't do it. People ask us all the time, you know, isn't this time consuming? Doesn't this get old? And we would not do it if we weren't still having fun every day. And we just, it's not a job to us, because we truly just video parts of our lives every single day and put out, you know, what's happening here and share it with the people that are out there. And we get tons of comments and direct messages, private messages every day that are, you know, encouraging to keep sharing our journey.
All right. Since you both like to put pieces of advice on your TikTok channel, what would you tell someone who asks, how do I go viral?
Man, there is no formula for that, because we'll create something and we're like, man, this is going to be a hit, and it just maybe doesn't go anywhere. And then you do something that's just like, we're just going to throw this up there because we don't have anything else to put up right now. We hadn't, you know, got our phones out when we were doing something, and you know, we're just going to put it up there for filler, and it takes off. It really just depends on what the people that are on right then are watching and what they find amusing or interesting. There really is no formula for it that we found.
But the advice I always tell people is just do it. Just post, just video things that happen in your life and what you're interested in and what you would want to continue to video every day and make content about and see what happens, because you never know what's going to happen.
It seems about like anything with an animal in it will usually get a lot of views. So if you, that's a good place to start.
Definitely animals.
All right. Last piece of advice. If one of your senators called you and said, what should I do with this vote? What would you say?
I would tell our senator not to vote for a ban or a divestment. I'd tell him to go talk to Rand Paul. Rand Paul had with Tucker Carlson the other day, had an excellent piece on what's going on here. So I'd tell him to go visit with Rand Paul.
The senator from Kentucky is certainly more of a libertarian and is not for a TikTok ban, for sure.
Right.
All right. Well, Cody and Erica Archie, ranchers at Bar 7 Ranch in Gatesville, Texas, influencers on TikTok. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
You've been listening to the Fox News Rundown. And now, stay up to date by subscribing to this podcast at foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen ad-free on Fox News Podcasts Plus on Apple Podcasts. And Prime members can listen to the show ad-free on Amazon Music. And for up-to-the-minute news, go to foxnews.com.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.